Stephen Aaron Cohen, narrator.
This is from A Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula K. Le Guin. Saying no word, the mage came past Ged and lighted the lamp and put the books away on their shelf. Then he turned to the boy and said, "You will never work that spell, but in peril of your power and your life. Was it for that spell you opened the books?"
"No, master," the boy murmured, and shamefully he told Ogion what he had sought and why.
"You do not remember what I told you, that the girl's mother, the lord's wife, is an enchantress."
Ogion had once said this, but Ged had not paid much attention, though he knew by now that Ogion never told him anything that he had not good reason to tell him.
"It may be the mother who sent the girl to talk to you. It may be she who opened the book to the page you read. I do not know her will, but I know she does not will me well. Have you never thought how danger must surround power as shadow does light? Before you speak or do, you must know the price that is to pay."
"How am I to know these things when you teach me nothing? Since I lived with you, I have done nothing, seen nothing."
"Now you have seen something," said the mage. "By the door, in the darkness, when I came in."
This is from Rubicon, The Last Years of the Roman Republic, by Tom Holland.
Amid the pandemonium, the trial itself was abandoned. Pompey, shaken and bruised, retired from the forum pale with fury. He was in no doubt who the mastermind behind the riot had been. For 3 years, Pompey had been in a syndicate with Crassus, and still he was quick to blame his old nemesis for every debacle. Ever since autumn 57 and his appointment as Rome's grain commissar, Pompey had been angling for another eastern command. So too had Crassus. Until the riot, mutual self-interest had kept their rivalry in the shadows, but Clodius, typically, had ripped aside the veil. "Who's after a trip east?" he had bellowed to his gangs. "Pompey!" the gangs had thundered back in reply. "Who do we all want to go instead?" The answer had been deafening and calculated to give Pompey apoplexy. "Crassus!" A few days later, Pompey told Cicero that he blamed his partner in the triumvirate for the riot, for Clodius, for everything. He then confided, just for good measure, that Crassus was plotting to have him killed.
This is from All Systems Red, by Martha Wells. It wasn't until I was helping to carry equipment to the little hopper that I realized they were going to make me ride in the crew cabin. But when Mensa told me to get in the co-pilot seat, it didn't turn out to be as bad as my first horrified realization. Arata and Pin Lee didn't try to talk to me. They were all so careful not to look at me or talk to me directly that as soon as we were in the air, I did a quick spot check through Hub System's records of their conversations. I had talked myself into believing that I hadn't actually lost it as much as I thought I had, when Mensa had offered to let me hang out in the hub with the humans, like I was an actual person or something. The conversation they had immediately after that gave me a sinking sensation as I reviewed it. No, it had been worse than I thought. They had talked it over and all agreed not to push me any further than I wanted to go, and they were all so nice, and it was just excruciating. I can't do even the half-assed version of this stupid job if I have to talk to humans. They were the first clients I'd had who hadn't had any previous experience with sec units, so maybe I could have expected this if I'd bothered to think about it. Letting them see me without the armor had been a huge mistake. At least Mensa and Arata had overruled the ones who wanted to talk to me about it. Yes, talk to Murderbot about its feelings. The idea was so painful, I dropped to 97% efficiency.